work in arts and education for the CMECB, and I sit on the local arts and education partnership with the arts officer from Monaghan, Sorla McAneil, and then the arts officer from Cavan, Katrina O'Reilly. We work together to bring arts projects to young people, children and young people across Cavan and Monaghan.
Okay, well, look, I suppose, what have you noticed then in your role? What has been the impact, we'll start off with, of COVID on this whole sector? Both, I suppose, focusing more on the youth side of it.
Yeah, well, it hasn't had a massive impact. For example, I run the Junior Youth Theatre at the Garage Theatre, Sheila, and we haven't had an opportunity to see our beautiful young people in the theatre or on stage since the very first lockdown. So it has a massive negative impact that way. We love getting our young people into art spaces in front of our local artists. So unfortunately, that has not been able to happen. But there's always a positive, and I like to think positively about things. And we can certainly bring a lot of that online. And although, you know, it's difficult to maybe engage online and young people might be getting fatigued with that, we do have the positive side of it, where there's lots of really creative, established, experienced artists who are now, you know, maybe a little bit quieter. They're not doing the usual work. And then we have access to those artists and we can bring them to our young people. For example, we just had the opportunity to work with Gary McCarthy, who is a rap artist from Cork, and he is brilliant in the online space. So he got online with us, with youth workers and artists in Cavan and Monaghan, and taught us how to use Soundtrap, which is a recording platform online. So, you know, we've all had to retrain and reshape how we work, but, you know, it can be positive.
Yeah. What has been the, I suppose, the main positives then? I mean, that you highlighted that, but are there other things that you've had to adapt to or, get, I suppose, learn totally newly?
Yeah, absolutely, Sheila. Like, what we did was we created a series of masterclasses that you can go on to YouTube and watch. Young people can log on to Cavan and Monaghan Creative Youth YouTube channel, and we have managed to get some really great artists to get on there and film masterclasses of their work, workshops, you know. So, like, we've got Heather Breath, who is a writer, and she has recorded Transforming with Words. So it's a poetry workshop and activities. And then we've Mary Farrelly, who is a theatre practitioner, and she has a masterclass up there called Finding Your Feet, and lots of lovely improvisational drama techniques up there for young people. Glenn Mahoney then filmed a filmmaking short piece called Lights, Camera, Action. So I think that's a really great one because young people love their phones and they can get on and learn a little bit from him. Then Peter Cran, who's the most wonderful, energetic, vibrant musician. He's from Cavan. He's a drummer. And he's just inviting young people to get their pots and pans and anything, Sheila, that makes noise and have some fun playing some music, you know. So, like, you know, yes, we can say it's a very challenging time, but what I think is exciting about that is there's all those lovely masterclasses up on the YouTube channel. And we might get the opportunity to engage young people who might never have thought that music was for them or theatre was for them or creative writing was their thing. And they can, in the comfort of their own home, they can go online and they can have a go at it and find their inner voice and express themselves without maybe feeling that that nervous thing of, you know, maybe having to walk into the theatre or walk into a group of young people and speak up, you know.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking he won't be thanked too much by many families if there's somebody studying in a house and they're with pots and pans banging them. But
no,
as you said,
neighbor, Sheila.
But as you said, it is an opportunity for some people who maybe were nervous to enter a group. That was what I was going to ask. Have you heard or have you seen children engaging even online or have heard through their friends or whatever that new people are coming to it? Because like that, it can be really intimidating to come into a group that you think is established.
Yeah, it absolutely can. And I'm hearing from my young people that, you know, there's some of them saying to me, well, I would never have thought that I would try that. Or, you know, when it comes to the theatre, I'm always so nervous about getting up on stage or talking out in front of anybody. And they're saying, well, I'm getting online and I'm giving it a go. And that piece that we did with Gary McCarthy, where we were learning about the rap and digital music and recording and all of that, you know, even myself, I checked it out with my kids here at home, and one of them who'd be very nervous about doing that sort of thing, he just had so much fun with it. So definitely there are that positive side to it, Sheila. You know, you're going to get young people who might never have engaged with it before. And then as well, it's an opportunity for young people. Maybe you have people who would have always tried the theatre or maybe always played music, where they can try a different art form online and see, well, maybe actually I really enjoy this, you know.
Mm.
We also have been working with the Keeping Well campaign with Cavan and Monaghan, and we've two lovely workshops that are booked out, but the Local Arts and Education Partnership are happy to run them again if the demand is there.
Okay.
And one of them is with Dara Slack, who's a really well-established, talented artist from Cavan, and he's brilliant at working with young people. So he's hosting one-hour-long sessions, a series of them, around songwriting and music appreciation, you know, rhythm, chanting, techniques for comfort and relaxation when it comes to music, which I think is really important at the minute. So that's going to be really, really great. It's all online, and it's for children between 12 and 18 years old. So as I say, we've I think two sessions of them already running, and they're booked out. So there's definitely a slot there available if there's more people who want to do it. We'll run it again.
Where would they go, Joanne, to contact you to let you know that there's more interest there?
Sheila, yeah, they can contact me to my email, which is joannebrennan@cmetb.ie, joannebrennan@cmetb.ie, or I'm on Twitter, the Local Arts and Education Partnership on Twitter. You can message me there either. Because there's another lovely one, Sheila, it's with Heather Brett, who is a writer, and then Kim Doherty, and it's around visual art, therapeutic arts, poetry. And what's really nice about that, it's an online workshop, but it's really interactive because the young people involved, they're calling out for 13 to 17 year olds to get involved in this one, and they get a kit sent to their home, an arts kit, so they can use that then when they're working with the artists, you know, on, over Zoom. So, you know, that's another really nice one if people are interested in visual art, you know.
And I was going to ask that about the Zoom. It hasn't got tiresome then, obviously, if people are still engaging in it. You know, people aren't getting fed up of it.
I think there is certainly a certain level of fatigue with it at this stage. Everyone feels like that. But at the same time, I think we've all got better at using it. So we're a bit more confident getting on online. And then these workshops we've designed with that in mind. We've been thinking, look, at young people are getting tired of this. So what we've said is we'd rather fund a few of them for just a small number of young people to get involved. Like, so say a Dara Slacks, it will only take five young people at a time. So I think that is much more engaging because it's really intense. It's going to have your five really interested young people. And then if there's another five out there who want to do it, we'll run a second session, as opposed to having maybe 20 in a workshop where, you know, it's maybe a bit more diluted then.
Mm.
You know.
For anybody who's out there and is still working from home, because we know that not all the years are back at school yet, and you know they're studying really hard or they are constantly in the books, what would you recommend they could turn to that's creative throughout the day, or maybe just afterwards to maybe relax a little bit and look after themselves while after they've been studying?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sheila. I would say get involved with the YouTube channel that we have running. As I was saying there a moment ago, you have those really nice masterclasses because they're only 15, 20 minutes long, and a lot of them, you know, they're challenging the young people to go, maybe you watch the video, but then it's to go away and work on something in your own time. So it's getting you, it is engaging you with the screen, but then it's asking you to leave the screen and work creatively. You know, so I think that would be really good. And also these other pieces that I mentioned already. There's, you know, lots of really great things happening. And as I say, you can check out our Twitter feed, Local Arts and Education Partnership. Speaking of the schools, Sheila, we have a lovely project starting to run now with the Holy Family School in Coutil and then Knock Temple National School and St Clair's National School, where we have Mary Farrelly, who's a theatre practitioner, and Liz Weir, who is a storyteller. And although they can't, unfortunately, get into the space, they are going to Zoom into the classrooms with the teachers and work on storytelling and creative writing and theatre techniques. So it's lovely to think that we have some young people back in the school buildings and that they're still getting some access to the arts.
That's brilliant. And I was actually going to ask about, was there anything with the theatre involved there? Because obviously that's where my bias is, to be on stage and be in the theatre. So I'm sure that the young people that you have worked with in the past would all love to be back up on stage.
Oh, they really would. I miss them so much. I work with 8 to 12 year olds in the Garage Theatre, and they are just a bundle of energy and excitement, and they're just fabulous to work with. You know, you come out of it so energised after working with them, and we always work towards the show, as you know, Sheila, and it's just so sad that we can't do that at the minute, but we'll get back there. And as I say, there are all these other things happening that challenge ourselves within our own homes and our own spaces and our own 5K to have fun. And then there's also Music Generation, which works through the county councils and the CMETB, and they're also working on different creative projects for our young people. So, you know, there's there is definitely, it's a challenging time, but there's lots of positive things happening out there too.